You know that we continue to celebrate Easter because Easter is too earth-shaking to be celebrated on just one day. And so we are in the fifth Sunday of Easter. The season of Easter does not conclude until the Feast of Pentecost, and altogether that will be 50 days. Do you know that we celebrate Christmas? Same thing, not just one day of Christmas, but the whole season of Christmas. And the season of Christmas lasts from Christmas Day to the Feast of the Epiphany, which would be 40 days. So what is the church saying? That Easter is an incredible feast. In fact, every Sunday of the year is known as the Little Easter. Did you know that? Easter is an earth-shaking event because it changes everything. The things that the Lord Jesus taught takes on a whole new dimension. Before the resurrection, whatever Jesus said could be considered a wise teaching, a prophetic teaching, a wonderful thing from a wonderful man. But after the resurrection, all of what he said, all of what he taught, became known to us as divine. And so today, on the fifth Sunday of Easter, we hear one of the 46 parables of our Lord Jesus. It is the parable on the vine and the branches. Remember now, this is not just a wise saying or wise teaching. This is divine teaching from God, of God. Because the resurrection proves to us that Jesus is who he says he is. The Son of God, one with God, God himself. What did Jesus say in the parable of the vine and the branches? Well, we've all heard this so many times, that he is the vine and we are the branches. And just like the branches cannot survive without being attached to the vine, so can we. I want to point out to you what the Lord Jesus said. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. The Lord Jesus did not say, without me you can do something. He said, without me you can do nothing. Of course, we understand he's talking about good things, because, my brothers and sisters, we don't need any help to do bad things. We can all do bad things all by ourselves. The Lord Jesus is talking about we can do nothing good without him. Do we realize that? I realized this when I was a young priest. My first assignment as a priest was the parish of San Juan Capistrano. A man asked me, Father, I just got a new boat. Would you come and bless my new boat? Of course. Went to the harbor, blessed the brand new boat. It was a very fancy, a mini yacht, kind of. Blessed it. And after the blessing, I said to the man, I said, you know, I'm the priest. So I said to the man, you know, you must be very grateful because God has helped you to do this. God is good, isn't he? And he was visibly displeased, the man. And he started saying to me, "Father, I spend a lot of money, a lot of hours, a lot of overtime investing for this boat. I worked hard for this boat." He was basically saying to me, "You're giving God too much credit. You got to give me the credit, right?" So we shook hands. I left. The next day, I got a phone call from the wife saying, "Father, can you come to the emergency room to anoint my husband?" I went to the emergency room. The husband has had a massive stroke, paralyzed him. He lied there, could not move, drool coming out of his lips. And as I prayed over him, he could not talk. As I prayed over him, he opened his eyes, he saw me, he recognized me, and tears coming out of his eyes, I knew what he was saying to me. He was saying, "Father C, you were right. I can do nothing good without God. Nothing. If God doesn't help, if God doesn't allow it, nothing good we can do." And so, Jesus is the vine and we are the branches. And yet, knowing that, understanding this idea that without God we can do nothing good, we are still tempted to be on our own. And so the Lord Jesus knows this, so he wants to motivate us. And how did he motivate us? I mentioned to you that in the Bible there are 46 parables that Jesus told. Out of the 46, 12 of them, he motivated the people by telling them about the fires of hell. 12 out of the 46 parables. Again, remember, we're not talking about a wise person speaking symbolically wise things. We're talking about the Son of God resurrected from the dead, speaking divine words. And he never said, "Guys, don't believe in that fires of hell stuff. That's scary stuff. There's no such thing." He never. In fact, he used 12 out of the 46 times when he told parables, fires of hell to motivate us. What did he say today? He said, "Because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned." Everybody understands what he's talking about. Talking about hell. He wants for us to remain in him. And here's the thing. The presumption here, my brothers and sisters, is that he remains with us. That he will always remain with us. Because otherwise, if we stay with him and he doesn't stay with us, defeats the purpose. He's talking about us, we, the disciple, and Jesus staying together like the vine and the branches. But we know that God is always faithful. When I was in the seminary, long time ago now, The professor at one point was talking about, you know, theology and things, and he had a glass. He was drinking water out of it. And in the middle of the glass, all of a sudden he dropped the glass. He said, "Look, all of our existence come from God. God is the source of all existence. We exist because God is holding us, thinking of us, like I'm holding this glass." And all of a sudden he dropped the glass and it shattered on the ground. And he said, "That's what happened to us. If God, for one millisecond, stops thinking of us, we would cease to exist. Not cease to live now. Cease to exist." So he was telling us that this means, gentlemen, that God, the fact that you are breathing, living, existing, is because God, the Almighty, is thinking of you. And he never stops thinking of you. The moment he stops, you vanish, literally, out of existence, because it is by his thinking of you that you exist. So yes, Jesus will always stay with us. He's God. If he doesn't, poof, we'll be gone. One more thought. Just tuck this in your intellectual reflection for the rest of your days. I've been thinking about it all my life. Even if a soul goes to hell, even if the soul is in the fires of hell, God is still thinking of him. Even a soul has rejected God so completely that it goes to hell, God's still thinking of it. Because remember, if God stops, the soul ceases to be. One more. The devil rebelled against God. The devil continues to hate God and rebel against God until eternity. He still exists because God still thinks of him. And so, my brothers and sisters, Jesus says, "I am the vine. You are the branches. I will always stay with you." Would you stay with me? As we come to celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the fifth Sunday of the season of Easter, my brothers and sisters, when you come up to receive Holy Communion today, and again, by the fact that you receive communion, you know, in the little host, Jesus is saying, I'm here, I'm staying with you. When you receive the resurrected Lord in the sacred host today at Holy Communion, say to him, "Lord, I'll stay with you. Help me to stay with you to the end of my days."